Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. It's the 12th anniversary of Pam Harper's membership in our Brain Trust. Pam, 12 years. Thank you for that. Happy anniversary, baby.
Wow, that is amazing. Time has gone by, I'll tell you. Thank you so much.
It flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It does, and I always enjoy your conversations, for
we
sure.
We do, too. Well, thank you for 12 great years, and let's do 12 more. What do you think?
I think you're on.
Pam Harper, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Pam. She's the founder, partner, and CEO of Business Advancement, the co-host of Growth Igniters Radio, the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. We're talking about passion. Pam, you were talking about the definition of it earlier and what it sometimes looks like when people talk about it. Sometimes when I hear people talk about passion in business, I feel like it sort of makes me think of cotton candy, all sugar and no substance. So it's got to have purpose. And you were going to tell us a story when we came back.
Yes. I was going to say that in order to get around that cotton candy you're talking about, passion at its heart is really about why, being able to understand why you care. So I was starting to tell you about a project that I was working on with a company that was growing very rapidly. And one of the things that had happened was that people started losing track of what was happening. So much was going on. They were growing, they're hiring, they're all integrating, having customers, all good things. But people were starting to lose track of what was happening. It was hard for them to focus. And so
can I make a prediction? I'm gonna say that things were going so well and happening so fast that they stopped practicing the fundamentals like they would have if things weren't going so well. Is that possible too?
There's part of that. One of the things though that when you grow too fast sometimes is you don't even realize that you don't have everybody in place that you thought you had, and
right.
People are doing things you think that they should be doing and aren't doing, and so one of the things that was clear is that people were losing track of why they were doing what they were doing. So we went around the company and asked about a couple hundred people why they were doing what they were doing and how it fit into what the company was all about, what their department was all about, what their function was all about. And when they could name it to a person almost, they kept saying, now I understand, now I get it, now it feels right now. And they could focus. And the focus is what makes it meaningful. And then, of course, there were other things that they had to do, Jim, just like you're saying. You still have to do the basics. You still have to do all these other things. But when you can connect why you're doing what you're doing to something even bigger, that's when you can make decisions that you need to make. That's when you can make new choices, see new opportunities. It is actually proven that your brain changes. There's research that shows that when you can tap into your passion, your brain actually changes.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And it enables you to have that focus and to do things that otherwise would be too difficult.
You know, my column this week is about love. What's love got to do with it? And I talk about the fact that you have to be careful falling in love with your business because sometimes your business won't be lovable. And so when I see some people who if you ask them, why do you think you're going to make it? And they say, well, because I'm so passionate about my business. And the thing that I like the way you're talking about this is it's reminding people that passion is necessary. It's energy. It's what will make you come back after a bad day.
Uh-huh.
But you still have to do the nuts and bolts. You still have to do the fundamentals. You still have to, and that's where your focus comes in. Passion alone will not, and I mean this seriously, folks, you will not succeed if you focus on your passion and at the expense of the fundamentals. And I just keep coming back to the fundamentals, Pam.
It is both, Jim. It is both. Fundamentals without passion will be people who just somehow can't get past the adversity.
Right.
But passion combined with the fundamentals, now there is power.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. That's the kind of a scenario that makes people want to be associated with you. Your banker is not going to get passionate. They can't. they're physiologically not capable. But they do expect to see the fundamentals, but they like seeing you passionate about your business while practicing the fundamentals. And that's contagious, isn't it?
Yes, and if you can explain to your banker why you're doing what you're doing, which is, as I said, that's a form of passion. That's passion. Mm-hmm. Why? And it's clear so that they can understand it and not just, I'm over the top, and nobody does that. I mean, I don't see people doing that. Mm-hmm. But if you can explain it and connect it, they will be able to understand the decisions that you're making, why you're choosing to invest here and not there, why you're choosing to grow in this market and not that market. It helps them to connect with you as well.
When we come back after the break, I want Pam to talk about using passion to deal with adversity. You know, sometimes when we have adversity, passion takes a hit. And she says that maybe you can recharge that a little bit and deal with the adversity. I'm going to get her to tell us about that after the break. Pam, I need your website one more time, please.
It's businessadvance.com and growthignitersradio.com.
That's how you find the radio show. It's a good one, too, by the way, folks. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Pam Harper.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.